It's princess treatment or nothing. Are you shitting me?
You are now listening to Virgo Chronicles with Shauna J. Welcome back to Virgo Chronicles. Thank you to everybody who's been continuing to tune in and sticking with me, riding with me, and welcome to anyone who might be new. I'm so glad that you decided to tune in and check your girl out. So, I don't want my title to be misleading because it's just a play on words. Y'all know I like to be pretty clever with my titles. But honestly, I just wanted to kind of go through a small list of pet peeves that I have when it comes to dating, relationships, romance, and all of that good stuff. I'm not going to say hate because I really dislike that word these days, and I'm actually trying to abolish it because it's a really strong word. But there's a lot of things that I don't like and I used to allow. Right now in my life, if you guys have been listening to my previous podcast, you should know that I'm on a journey. It's very spiritual. It's very mental. Just overall, I'm on a journey and I am continuously working on my growth. So with that being said, I feel like as I'm constantly growing and finding out new things about myself, that I kind of have to apply that to my relationships, because if I'm growing but I'm still allowing the people that I'm entertaining to maintain these habits that I know I'm not okay with, am I really growing? You know, probably not. Oh my God, and I was supposed to do this in order, like a certain order, but I forgot. So we're just gonna freestyle it. Honestly, it is 1:38 in the morning. I am in my bed. I am pretty tired, but this is always like the best time for me to record for whatever reason. I'm like such a night owl. So let's just kick it off. Okay, so one of the things that I'm really not okay with is a guy who's closed-minded. I don't really know how to describe myself, but I know that there's a lot of things that I'm into that other people may not be into. And sometimes, you know, people don't understand it. Like, for example, I really like to listen to music, all kinds of music. I love jazz music a whole lot. I really just like to relax and listen to, like, very calm, sultry music. I like to watch The Animal Planet. I like to watch Discovery Channel. Like, I can be a bit of a dweeb sometimes, and I'm okay with that. I think it's cute. So, and I want y'all to understand, like, I'm speaking from experience. I'm not just coming up with things off the top of my head. Like, these are things that I've dealt with in the past, and I just didn't like the way it felt. Like, I want to be myself, and especially when being myself is not hurting you. Yeah, let me be quirky. Like, let me be myself. Like, I always explain to guys when I meet them, like, yeah, like, I like to go to the strip club. I like to pop bottles, if you want to say. I like to do all that good stuff. But at the same time, I like to read. I like to listen to all different types of genres of music. I just like to do things that I think a lot of people don't expect me to want to do. But that's who I am. And I've gotten complaints about it, so yeah, kiss my ass. So, we're not going to touch too much on that one because it's not, you know, much more I can say about it. But just don't be closed-minded. Be open-minded, as I try to be as well. Be open, be honest. So, another thing is I really find it odd when a person is stuck in the past. You know, I'm 28 years old. I feel like a lot of people sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? I feel like a lot of people kind of hold on to like a really good time in their life and they can't let it go, and they kind of become stuck in that time of life. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, you know, it's cool. Like, you know how some people, you say they're stuck in the 80s, they're stuck in the 90s. Like, whatever, that's not a problem for me. If you're like really still into 90s music and the culture and stuff like that, I understand. I'm talking about people who are almost 30 and they can't let go of like high school. That's weird. It's really weird for me. I think that it's unhealthy. Like, there's no reason why. I mean, we can reminisce. Like, let's talk about things. That's cool. But there's no reason why you should still be talking about maybe like so-called enemies that you had in high school, relationships, and just situations on a consistent basis. Like, you're pretty much obsessive over that time in your life. And maybe it's not high school, maybe it's college, maybe it's junior high, whatever the case may be. Like, I'm not saying that you can't speak about it, but I'm saying I want you to understand that it's okay to move forward from it. And trust me, some people have a very hard time with that. A very hard time. Some people even, I think, keep friendships, not because they're truly friends, but just because of it was a time in life. So they feel like they're obligated. Like, it was just a big chunk of their life. I don't have time for that. I don't. Put that behind you. We're moving forward. You know, I'm moving forward. That's a turn off for me. I can't take it when I want to be careful about how I word this, because the thing is, you can have some of these issues, but okay, I'm just going to keep talking because you'll understand what I'm talking about when I get to another dislike. So when a person isn't passionate about literally anything, that worries me. Because I just fear that you'll lack passion within our situation. Literally anything. It could be work. It could be something that you just love to do. It could be family, you know, relationships, something. Are you passionate about anything? Is there anything that you can tell me about yourself, or that you can tell me that you love? And, you know, you get googly-eyed when you talk about it. You can talk about it all day. It's just something that you really enjoy. It makes you happy. I need that from a person. I want to know that you're able to, you know, be in tune with yourself in that way. I want to know that you have that depth. That's important to me. And it's, I know people probably think, like, you know, everyone has a passion. Everybody has something that, you know, is super important to them. No, I've met people, I've been with guys. They don't have it. They just don't. They don't have the capacity to even put that much energy into one thing. And so I just feel like, well, how are you going to possibly put that type of energy into me if you can't even do it for yourself? You know, I understand that sometimes things get in the way of our passions. I get that. But do you at least have one? You know, I don't feel like I'm asking for anything too crazy. I don't feel like the things on this list that I'm talking about is ridiculous. I don't feel like any guy should listen to this and say, that bitch is doing too much. Like, I'm not. I don't think it's crazy. I think that it makes sense. Yeah, so I just would really, and then I'm also a super passionate person. Like, so maybe it's just a preference for me because I'm passionate. But yeah, that's important to me. I will not tolerate someone who is disrespectful. I'm not doing it. At a very young age, I knew that my tolerance for disrespect was extremely fucking low. You're not going to talk to me any kind of way. You are not going to do whatever it is that you want to do to me. You are not going to touch me. You are not going to put your hands on me. Just all of that stuff. It's not happening. When I was, maybe 15 or something like that, there was this guy and he liked me. And it was like kiddie stuff. Like, we thought we were grown, but we weren't. And he would like ask to see me, and I would just constantly, you know, curve him because I didn't have any freedom and I really wasn't even allowed to go anywhere except for school. But of course, I wouldn't admit that to anyone. So he would try to see me and I would kind of just blow him off all of the time. And I guess he took that as me, you know, a quote unquote playing him, trying to play him. And one day he just decided, I'm gonna let her have it. And he cursed me out so bad. He called me all types of bitches, hoes, He was just going crazy, and I couldn't understand it. I still really don't understand it, even at this age. This big age of 28, I don't get it. I really don't. And I just kind of was like on some, you know, you're talking crazy, so I'm going to remove myself. Always been this way. Everybody will tell y'all that. I was like, you know, I'm going to remove myself. Calling me. 10 calls, 20 calls, 30 calls, 40 calls, 50 calls. Yeah. See, that right there is what we aren't going to do. So I knew from a very young age that I'm not going to play disrespect. You don't disrespect me, I won't disrespect you. Even when I have disagreements with my significant others or any guy that I'm dating, it doesn't get to a point where we're calling each other out of each other's names. Like, it's not that. I'll get passionate, I'll yell, I'll curse, but I'm not going to call you out of your name. I'm not going to say things just out of like pure ignorance. That's not me. So if that's the way that you are, then I am not for you. Because no, it's not. I'm not a person who normalizes that type of behavior. I think it's really tacky, and I think that it's something that if you struggle with that, then you need to confront that. I can't stand a know-it-all. Now, when I say this, understand, I am a know-it-all. And I just figured that out as I read it just now. I'm like, Bashana, you kind of are the same way. I am a know-it-all. I am a Virgo. I hardly ever think that I'm wrong. And when I say that, I understand flaws. Like, listen, as you're listening to this, understand. I know I have my flaws as well. I'm not trying to make it seem like, you know, I know I have my flaws as well. I feel like I talk about them enough. I feel like a lot of my podcasts, you know, include me being transparent about some of my flaws, but I'm still the creme de la creme. We don't need to talk about my flaws right now. This isn't about me right now. This is about what I'm looking for and what I'm not looking for. More so what I'm not looking for. I don't like a person who is, okay, so when I say a know-it-all, okay, sometimes, I know you guys know what I'm talking about. Sometimes a person will know that they're wrong. You've given them facts to back it up, but they refuse to be wrong. So they're going to continuously spew you down. But you know that you're wrong. That drives me nuts. That drives me nuts. I don't like it. I don't want it. And I'm not talking about little things. Like, you know, little play things, whatever. That's cool. It's not a big deal. But when it comes to us really having like a solid debate about something that's super important that defines our connection, and you just refuse to be wrong because of your ego, miss me with all that. I don't want that. I don't need it. I don't want it. And I'm not going to have it. Okay. Let's see. I think we're like halfway through. Okay. So there's probably going to be mixed feelings about this. Should I say this one now or should I wait a second? Okay. Let's say it now. I don't want a person who is unwilling to spend money. And you can take that how you want to take it, but that's how I feel. I am very confident in feeling that that is okay for me to feel, because for one, and this, you know, just me keeping it a real buck with y'all, I've been in a lot of situations where I was an enabler. I didn't really require anything because of low self-esteem, lack of self-worth. And I wouldn't ask for anything. I just wouldn't require anything. And I think that I would get tested a lot. Like, well, let's see if she allows me to do this. And I would, because that would be my heart. Like, you know, I don't care. It's no big deal. But it would become consistent, you know. And I've always had that mindset of like, well, if I can do it for myself, then I'm going to do it for myself. This is Shauna 2.0, 2021. Absolutely not. No, we're not doing that. I require a lot more than I did back in those days. There is no reason, you know, everybody knows I live in New York, Brooklyn, New York. There is no reason why, if you want to see me, why am I paying for my own car fare? You want to see me. Why am I paying for my own car fare? I don't understand that. If we're hanging out, I shouldn't always be providing, you know? And I know that it may sound crazy to some people, like, what? You were doing that? Yes, I was. Yes, I was. Because I never thought of it as an issue. I would kind of, and you know, I'm just so nice. So you know, there would be a day or something, like I'd go on some dates and then it would turn into like we're hanging out or someone's coming over. Okay, well, you know, let me set the vibe. You know, you're my guest. Let me set the vibe. I think that that's cool. Like, I'll set a vibe. I'll get the wine, get the food, set the vibe. That's cool. That would turn into literally months of me doing that. And I would know at a certain point that it's not what I wanted. But at that point, some depending on the person, because I wasn't ever like that with everyone. But depending on the person, I would know that I was uncomfortable with it. And I would know that, hey, you know, I kind of want to be courted. So I probably shouldn't be doing this all of the time or putting in this level of effort alone. So, yeah, because of dealing with those kinds of situations so much in my past, now, no, it's not happening. If you want to deal with someone like me, then just know you're going to have to make sure that you're stable enough to maintain our situation. I'm not asking you to buy me a fucking Chanel bag. I'm not asking you to take me to a restaurant where the steak is $1,000. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is you need to know. I don't even want it to be a conversation. You know what I mean? Like, so I want to feel like, okay, this guy's putting in the effort because that's what he wants to do. And it's not to say, don't get it twisted, I've gotten it plenty of times. But the times that I didn't, it really did something to my self-esteem. And, you know, I had to start to have these conversations with friends and other women. And a lot of them felt like it was super relatable. And that's when I realized, like, okay, we're getting played. Yeah, it's a little bit of a manipulation thing. But yeah, I said what I said. If you're not willing to spin that bread, move right along. Okay, so another thing is I can't really take a person that's immature. I feel like that's a loaded statement, but I'm going to try to, you know, minimize it. Oh God, this is so mixy and touchy. Okay. When I say I don't want a person that's immature, I want someone who has it in mind that I am at a certain place in my life where certain things that used to be okay with me when I was a teenager and 21 and 22, 23, maybe even 24. A lot of those things don't excite me anymore. I don't care about you being an asshole. That doesn't turn me on anymore. That used to turn me on. I'm not going to tell you any lie. I used to love an asshole. A nasty personality, real cocky, like too overly confident. Like that used to be my shit. I don't like it. Turns me off completely. I don't like it. You can be confident. Like, no, by all means, talk your shit. You can be confident. I'm a gas you up every time. I'm a big you up every time. But that like obnoxious behavior, that super huge ego for no reason, I don't like that. Turns me off. And there's just a lot of other things. Like, I'm just uninterested in someone where I can compare. Okay, I'll give you a good example. If I can compare the 2014, 2015 you to the 2021 you and nothing is different, then it's not going to work out. It's just not going to work out. I think that people should always remain authentic and true to themselves, but don't be immature. And you can be silly because being silly is not immature. It's not immaturity to me. But Y'all know what I'm saying. Come on now. Y'all know what I mean by this. Hopefully. And if you don't, I'll touch on it again at some other point. When a guy is dishonest with me about what he's looking for, you know, and it's kind of hard because some people are dishonest, but then you can kind of figure it out early on. And then some people are dishonest and then but they also have the ability to lead you on. And that is something that I talk about it all the time. And I realize that there are people who've been led on all the way into marriage. Granted, probably saw some red flags and didn't take heed. But there are people who get led on for some time before the truth comes to the light. I really don't have the patience. Be honest with me. And I always ask guys, give me an option. Give me the option to figure out what I want to do. You never know. Like, I'm grown. I don't have any children yet. I take care of myself. So it's not to say that every time I meet a man and I like him or I think he's attractive, I'm like, oh my God, husband. No, that's just not what it is. It's not realistic. Well, it's not realistic for me. So just be honest. If you tell me, like, you know what, right now I'm not looking. I'll tell y'all a story. I met a guy recently, way older than me. And we had a conversation. The vibe was cool. He was a really cool guy. We had a conversation. We exchanged phone numbers. We were chatting. And he basically was just saying, like, you know, I'm not really looking for anything serious. I was in a serious relationship. I'm kind of just chilling right now. And I respected it. I love that. Be honest. Like, I love that. Unfortunately, at the time, that's not what I was looking for. So, you know, I most kindly told him, like, oh, I'm so glad that you were transparent with me. Thank you so much for that. But right now, I just don't know if I'm in that kind of state of mind. So, you know, I'm not really willing to move forward. But thank you so much for keeping it real with me. And I love that so much that I can't even tell you. Like, I love the honesty. For me is just everything. Even if you're not saying exactly what I want to hear, I'm gonna get off on that honesty. You get what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't obnoxious. He wasn't being disrespectful. He was super respectful. And it was just like, you know, we're on two different pages, so it's not going to work. Cool. And let's keep it moving. We don't have to make it a big thing. You know, it doesn't have to be all of that extra stuff. Just be honest about what you want. You might want a relationship. You might want a booty call. You might want a consistent buddy. You might just want to date someone and then see. And then, you know, a lot of that's people's favorite line. I'm just going with the flow. I'm just seeing where things goes. All right. Like, come on, whatever. But yeah, just by at all costs, just be honest, because I'm always going to be honest. And it kind of feels like it's such like a slap in the face when I know I'm being honest all the time. I'm being true to myself and I'm trying to honor my word. But then people just have such a hard time reciprocating that energy. So yeah, I've got two more here. I don't like when a guy is not attentive to me, because I like attention. I like attention, and especially from, well, let me just say, not all the time. I don't always like attention. But when I'm dealing with a guy, and I have to like him to a certain extent, though, because sometimes I don't really care if you give me attention or not. But if I really like you, or if I'm super intrigued, like, I want that attention. So it's tricky, because I don't want everyone to feel like that's what I want, but I do want it sometimes. Like, be attentive to me without being clingy, because sometimes I like that clingy shit. I'm not gonna lie. All right. Just be attentive to me. You know, I like when a guy can tell me what I said a few weeks ago or what I said at some point. And I'm like, oh my God, how did you note that? And they're like, I remember you told me that. And I'm like, what? You talking crazy. No, but like, be attentive to me. I've got a lot of layers. There's so many things about me to know. I talk a lot. Clearly, I talk a lot. I feel like there's so much to take from me. So that's low-key like how you get points with me real easily. Like, if we're just talking and out of nowhere, you're like, oh, you know what I saw? What? I saw a party next door is coming out with a new song. What? I'll be like, you crazy. Because everyone knows I love Party Next Door. So you get what I'm saying? Like, just pay attention to me, because I'm super attentive when I like a person. Literally. Like, my memory is so trash right now. But when I like a person, I don't forget anything. The good, the bad, I don't forget literally anything. Like, down to the marks on their body. Ugh, I sound like fucking Joe from You. This is my last one, and this is a big one. I cannot I cannot move forward with a person who doesn't believe in a healing journey, who doesn't believe in healing, who doesn't believe in, you know, working on themselves, working past trauma that hinders them from being their the best version of themselves. Did I say version? Sorry. The best version of themselves. Ever since, you know, I've never been opposed to it. I've always felt like that was really important. I just prioritize it a lot more now because, you know, I'm not old. Like, I'm still young. 28 is still young. It's still relatively young. But, you know, I want to have children at some point. Like, I want to have a family. I want to have children. I want to offer the best version of myself. I want to know that I genuinely tried my best. We're thankfully living in a time where mental health, you know, has like a magnifying glass on it, and people are actually listening and participating. And I just feel like if you refuse to do it, then that says a lot about your intentions with me. Because if you have these things that you're keeping inside, you don't want to work on them, you don't want to confront it, you don't want to talk about it with anyone, you don't want to cry, you won't want to bring it up because you don't want to cry about it and feel those raw emotions that you've probably been holding in since you were like freaking 8 or 9 or something like that, then in some way, shape, or form, I'm going to feel the negative effects. If we have children, they're going to feel the negative effects, and so on and so forth. And I just feel like how amazing could a love story be if there's two people who continue to work on themselves for the rest of their lives, and they share that journey together. They create that story with one another. They pass those good traits down to their children. And, you know, next thing you know, there's just like a family tree of people who, you know, genuinely put in the work to be the best version of themselves. And I think that's amazing, and I think it's beautiful. And it also hurts me to watch a person that I care about, you know, kind of stay trapped inside of who they were as a kid or who they were when they went through a super traumatic experience. It's not fun to watch, and I can't do it. So that's like a really big one for me. You've got to be healing, or you got to at least be open to healing. You know what I mean? We have to talk about it. If you're shutting it down, if you're continuously putting it off, then clearly it's not something you're ready to do. So you're not ready to be with somebody like me who's taken the initiative to, you know, really, really reach her final form and be who she needs to be for society, for real, for the world. So I think that's my 10. Yeah, that's my 10. And I feel like it wasn't that bad. I don't think that is anything that any guy should have felt like, oh, that bitch thinks she... Like, when I say princess treatment, I literally mean, like, everything that I said just now. And to, you know, if you don't have any of those qualities, or if you're working on, you know, not having some of those qualities, and you apply that to your situation with a woman, that is princess treatment. It is. It truly is. Princess treatment isn't always like, you know, something sparkly or something that, you know, just costs a lot of money, even though that too. But, you know, it honestly is just the amount of effort that you put in, the amount of work that you put in. You need to put as much work into your relationship as you do with hanging out with your bros. So that's my time. Thank you guys so much. I feel like I've been receiving so much love. Like, I don't really know what to say, to be honest. Like, I'm really shocked that I have even more of an audience now, even though I did that hiatus. But your girl's been doing good. I'm staying on track. I'm keeping it up. So thank you, everybody. And I can't wait to speak to you guys next time on Virgo Chronicles. Bye-bye.